We have a Vulcan and we have some breweries. This is Birmingham and we are the Bips.
Good job.
Thank you.
Recording a second ago when you said, ma'am, this is a Wendy's.
I'll say it again.
Okay, I'm recording now.
Bop, bop, bop.
Wait.
Ma'am, this is a Wendy's.
Are we starting?
I've recorded. Whoever wants to go. That is needed.
Hey, guys. Here's the real question. Are we ever going to not laugh and, like, giggle at the beginning of a recording session? Is that ever going to happen?
No, because we don't know how to start. We're just like, hey.
Probably not. Welcome to Beeham Babes.
Yeah, are we introducing ourselves again like last time?
Oh, yeah, we need to.
I'm Elizabeth. Hey.
I'm Hannah. Hey.
I'm Raven, and my right, left, wait, my left butt cheek is bruised.
Hey, I'm Kelsey.
Raven, do you want to tell us why your butt cheek is bruised?
Because I fell today.
Oh. You
fell down.
Yeah, it's on my Instagram story. You guys want to check it out.
I did actually already see it. I just didn't put two and two together, I guess.
Yeah,
okay. That's what happened.
We're surviving. But
I hope your butt heals.
Yeah, me too.
I hope everybody heals.
Truly. I hope the country heals.
Jesus, take the wheel.
We are the virus.
Here? We've already arrived?
What?
Oh, man.
Amazing Grace.
Grace? I knew her 50 years ago.
This is where everyone stops listening.
Promise. Okay, well, I guess we should probably tell the listeners, aka ourselves in the future, what this episode is about, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Does anybody want to?
Hannah?
Kelsey can tell it. She made the cute graphic for it.
Oh, that's true. It was very cute.
What?
Oh, hang on.
She's drinking something.
What am I doing? Oh, explaining. I'm so sorry. I'm so zoned out. So what this little segment is, it's called Ask the Beeham Babes, and you guys asked us questions like 3 months ago, and we're just not getting around to them. So we're going to
start. Time isn't real.
Huh?
I said time isn't real.
No.
Time is not real. So we thought we would start this off, aka I thought I would start this off by sharing with you guys a very intimate memory from my past. Back when I was in middle school, a wee lad, if you will, I was on the newspaper staff, and for some reason, whoever was our sponsor decided that we needed to have an advice column in the newspaper. And so that's how I became Ask Lizzie in sixth grade. And it also began a long chain of me trying to fix other people, but we're not going to get into that.
And that's a conversation for our therapist.
Right. That's not for you guys. That's for my therapist. But anyway, when I was home this summer and I was kind of trying to clean some stuff out, I found an old edition of the Panther Press.
Yes, Panther Press.
I thought I would read to you guys a couple of the things from Ask Lizzie. There was like a little box. Did you guys have this at your school? Was it just us?
It was just you. I did not have it.
Talladega didn't even try.
Yeah. We didn't have any kind of like student newspaper. I thought that like student newspapers where people did this were only on like TV shows and movies until I met you.
That's very fair. Well, you could say I'm the main character because wait till you hear these questions that were sent. Hang on. Let me see if I can figure out how to get Skype off of here. Okay. Okay. So we had like a box that people could bring their questions or whatever that they wrote down and just like put it in the box anonymously, you know? Mm-hmm. I also think that part of the reason we had this was because our librarian was just so nosy and like wanted to be in everybody's business, even as middle schoolers. So I don't know. If you're listening, Miss Brown, I really do like you. You're very nice. But like at the same time, girl, do you wanted to know everything? So here we go.
Yes.
Okay. So this is one that I was sent.
What grade were you in? Did you say that?
I did this 6th and 7th grade. So I don't know if this is a 6th grade one or a 7th grade one. This is from February 2005. Okay. So if anybody wants to do math for me, you're welcome to, but I don't feel like it right now.
Wait, who are you giving advice to? Other 5th and 6th graders?
It is, our middle school was 6th, 7th, and 8th grade. So it was 7th and 8th graders. So here we go. Keep in mind, this was January, so this was like some Valentine's Day realness happened.
And no one knew that this was you?
Oh, everybody knew this was me. Like, had I been more, I don't know, I think I was nice to everybody so nobody wanted to make fun of me, but like, I'm sure people made fun of me behind my back for doing this.
Well, I talked about you in the bathroom.
I'm sure. I just never heard about it.
Okay, sorry, go.
The first one, it says, Dear Lizzie, there is this guy that I like, and he is really nice to me. He gets around his buddies. He's really mean to me. What should I do?
Sign. If I had a dollar.
Things that were applicable in like 6th grade that are now applicable at whatever age we are now. And then they said, signed, help. So me, a 6th or 7th grader, said, Dear help, this is a tough one. He might just be shy around his friends. God, I gave really bad advice. Guys are like that a lot. And then I said, you're listening to an expert. I have not read these ahead of time, so I'm just exposing myself out here. I was not an expert. I said, I know you have probably heard this a million times, but sometimes being mean is a way of saying, I like you. Oh, my God. Harder for guys. Oh, I did say it's harder for guys to express their feelings. Best wishes, Lizzie. So at least there's that nugget at the end. But wow.
But that's back when we were taught that if boys were mean to you, they liked you.
Yes. That was mean. Taught. We also had to, like, I had to run these by our teacher or whatever, before we printed them, obviously. So she approved all these things that I wrote down. Here's the next one. It says, Dear Lizzie, I'm tied between two guys. I'm confused. What do I do? And it's got, like, 1,000 exclamation or question marks and exclamation points.
It's like an old-time bachelorette.
I mean, really? Like, Claire who? I think that's the opposite of her problem, right? She was definitely not tied between any guys.
Nope. She immediately knew.
And this person signed it, huh? With a bunch of question marks.
Aww.
So I said, Dear, huh? I think it's time for a chat. Ha ha. Just kidding. But what I didn't say chat. I said chart. It's time for a chart. And if that's not the most on-brand thing.
Oh, no. A spelling error.
Please.
Oh, wait. No. It's a chart. Like, make a chart. Oh.
Like a pros and cons list. Oh, my God. Okay. Anyway, that's very on-brand. I said, just kidding. But what I really think you need to do is compare what each guy has to offer you. Once you look at the facts twice, I think your choice will be clear.
Yes, this one has 12 cows, while this one has 2.
What do they have to offer you? What do they have to dowry?
We really was out here talking about relationships in 6th grade. Okay. Okay. This is a good one. This is the last one on the page. And then I'm going to see if I can read, maybe at the end I'll figure out how to read the top one because it's very interesting. This one says, Dear Lizzie, our family is falling apart. There is no time to do anything about it either. My granddad, aunt, and brother are all in the hospital, and my brother is knocked up on drugs. Signed, desperate.
Someone wrote this to you in the school newspaper?
And they let them put this in the newspaper?
Apparently they did, because it's here. Well, so I my response is spot on, as obviously not a trained counselor, child. I said, "Dear Desperate, I hate to disappoint you, but I really think this is something you need to talk to the school counselor about. I really wish I could help, but I'll be praying for you, Lizzie." So at least I referred them to a medical professional, right? Like,
you were the real Lizzie McGuire, just like actually had your life together in the
morning. Oh my God. I so thought I did, but I did not. Anyway, I'm going to try to, my screen is doing a weird thing, but I'm going to try to get to this top one by like maybe the end of the episode. I don't know.
Okay.
Okay.
But we can go ahead with the rest of our things.
Well, now that we're in. Inspired to answer questions from 2005, Elizabeth.
God bless.
We can go through some of the questions that we were asked. Some of these questions are like so different than the other ones. Like we have one that's like, who's your celebrity crush? And then another that's like, how do you maintain a work-life balance? So it's like a little bit all over the place. But our first question is, who's your celebrity crush? And she specifically said that I could not say the Jonas Brothers. She said
no.
She said not based off looks, but what celebrity has the best brain?
Okay, can we I'm just gonna say this right now because I feel like this might be a problem for all of us. Can none of us say Harry Styles?
Okay, none of us Styles. That's fine. Mm-hmm. I can agree to that.
Okay, so Jonas Brothers and Harry Styles off the table.
Yes.
Okay, Raven, do you want to go?
I can go because mine's easy. It's Pete Davidson.
Oh.
And it's not because he has like an amazing brain. Like he seems like he's very intelligent, but like he's a comedian, clearly. I just genuinely think that I think he's very smart because he's so funny. And like you have to be smart enough and like witty enough to do comedy. Mm-hmm. And he's so funny. That's just me.
I love that answer for you.
That is a good answer. Kelsey?
Come back.
Okay, Elizabeth?
Okay, celebrities, Audra? Like, really famous, like, truly famous?
Yeah.
No, it can definitely be.
Well, okay, I have two. So, definitely Hozier, like, hands down. Yes. Like, would up and move my life somewhere for this man. Like, I can't even deal. The other one is that guy from TikTok and Instagram, Ben James. I can't because he just dresses so well.
When I tell you, I want to tag him in this episode.
I think that we have to. Who all has he talked to? He's talked to me on the internet before.
He's talked to me.
Not like talked, obviously. Like I'm dating somebody, but like, hey, I like your sweater. That looks really cool. Hey, thank you for sharing your body image issues with us. Like whatever.
Yeah.
I get too nervous to message him because as soon as he posts a picture, I forget how to breathe.
I also forget how to breathe sometimes, I'm going to be honest.
I like how this question asks, like, based on their brain, and we're like, sweaters, body, can't breathe.
But also, he's very open about sharing his, like body image issues. He has a wonderful brain.
To clarify with the brain thing, I do think that if you're listening to this and you're like, wait, who's Hozier? Or if you're like, oh, the guy who sings a church song, what I need you to do to understand the love that I have for this man is to go Google the lyrics to the song and read along as he's singing, and then you will understand how his brain works and why I like brain.
He has those things where there's a couple of them for the newest album. Right, where he, like, sits down and explains some of his lyrics that people are, like, really confused about.
He sure does.
There was a couple that I, like, thought I had down. Like, I was like, yeah, I'm smart. I figured it out. And then he talked about it, and I was like, woo-hoo-hoo.
Like, I'm so smart. Yes. Okay, so
that's... Hozier has a pretty good brain. And I think Ben James also has a good brain, but also he's... So, yes.
We'll see.
Hannah can't speak words. That's okay.
I can't. Kelsey.
Oh, is that yours as well, Hannah? Huh?
No, I had another one, but I was going to come back to you.
Oh. I don't know. I would say Little Dicky and Ben Schwartz.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was actually
same guy, but different fonts.
What? Yes. I was like, if Ben Schwartz is not on this list, I'm going to be shook.
No, I think Ben Schwartz is, like, first of all, hilarious because he's a comedian. But I think he does improv, like, long-form improv. And so I think that, like Raven said, takes quick wit and, like, just creativity. But also, he's just so in tune with what's happening in the world. And he has a lot of great things to say. And so does Lil Dicky. Lil Dicky cares about the earth, man. I think he's brilliant. He's super smart. He does it his way.
I agree completely with that statement.
Yeah. He's super smart. And him and Alana, I forget her last name right now, literally did that like session where they were just talking about stuff for politics and everything for like a good hour on Instagram. And I was into the whole thing.
No. Just delightful.
I think those ones are very good. Mine. I mean, Ben James, which, man. But, like, celebrity. He's very attractive, but I also think he's very nice. John Krasinski.
Oh, yes. A good
he's
one.
Funny. I think he's kind. I think he's just so great. Like, he came out with some good news during quarantine. And I just thought that was so nice of him.
It was. It was very sweet of him to do. I liked it a lot.
Yeah, I thought he did a great job. So that's probably that because I was told I couldn't say the Jonas Brothers.
Well, also I have one nice more. And funny.
You have one more?
Mm-hmm. Who? Listen, he's thirsty out here. Michael B. Jordan.
Yes! Yes! Sorry. How could I forget?
What?
I said, how could I forget? Also, a case of, like, I see him and I stop breathing.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking about that and I was just like, man. He's so hot, he makes my teeth sweat.
He's a beautiful man.
He's beautiful. He's kind.
Anyway. Passionate. Woke.
The song from the Fairly Odd Parents, My Shiny Teeth and Me, to my brain. Except my sweaty teeth and me. And I'm not even going to dignify you guys with a singing of it. But just know that it's in my brain now.
All right, next question.
Next question. Okay, so the next question could be like a whole episode in itself. But I just broke it down to like one question. It was about dating. And I feel like I said, we could do a whole episode about, like, our dating experiences and all that stuff. But I broke it down to best piece of dating advice.
I feel like I need to go last here.
Well, seeing how three of us are in our mid to late 20s.
Hey, listen, like, this is my thought process here. Like, I am still dating a guy that I met in college. So I feel like I can't even talk about this because I didn't even have to, like, I haven't had to experience what dating is like out of college. You know what I mean?
You don't know what modern age is.
Right. Yes. I'll get mine out of the way first and then we can be done.
Yeah, but I was about, oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, you're good. Just like my life experience in general is that when you stop looking for something, that's when the things usually come up. In my experience, that's not always
I'm like my choice. Mom.
I mean, it's really like every time every good relationship that I ever had popped up when I wasn't looking for anything, like when I had finally been like, okay, I'm done, I'm giving up, whatever, like, and then something random happens and you're like, what the hell? So that's my advice, would be stop looking and then it will magically appear. But that's, I've seen your lives now and it's not always true and there's nothing wrong with you, so I feel bad even giving that advice, but that's all I got.
And the pandemic only makes it harder because it's like, okay, well, I'm also not leaving the house, so no one's gonna just like show up at my door, you know, except for those people that TikTok the UPS guy that pulls up and he's very attractive.
Yeah.
Have you seen those TikToks?
Or stick with me here, or the marketing manager.
Oh my god.
Good segue. Good job.
That DMs you when you won a contest from a certain gas station who I'm convinced that you're going to fall in love with, and I'm going to write the whole script. It's going to be a lifetime movie.
So for those of you that are confused and maybe don't follow me on Instagram, I'm obsessed with Quick Trip. Yes, the gas station, but as their motto says, it is more than a gas station. It is literally my happiest place on earth. And over the summer, like we talked about in the last episode, I'm pretty sure that was just last episode, I won the float, right? Well, yesterday they posted that they were giving away ugly Christmas sweaters. I think they're beautiful. But it goes in the theme of, like, ugly Christmas sweater. And I shot my shot again, and I won. And Elizabeth is convinced that I'm going to fall in love with one of their marketing managers. So, I guess just stop looking, and eventually it'll happen.
I just feel like it's 100% a Lifetime or, like, Hallmark movie plot. And now I'm convinced that I'm going to write the screenplay for it. So, stay tuned, everybody, because...
I hope you do.
I'm about to have a career change.
I think... my best piece of dating advice, because I was going to say earlier, like, it doesn't even have to be something that, like, has worked for you, I guess, but, like, something that you've heard before that you're like, oh, man, that makes a lot of sense. And I really do think that I struggle with this as well, but, like, dating outside, oh, gosh, I don't know what that was. So sorry. dating outside of my, like, comfort zone, really. Like, I feel like we all kind of, like, as we've grown, have been like, yep, this is my type, and I have to date in my type. And it's really hard to get out of that type.
Yeah.
But normally that's when, like, you find something, like, better than you could have even dreamed of, you know?
I have also found that true in my life, yes. And if for none of the reason, it's a really fun time. Like, you know, like, getting outside your comfort zone anytime.
I found that true and not true, because sometimes I make good friends out of it. Like, I've had a couple, like, months of just, like, a fun guy. And then sometimes I've met a guy that played the crap out of me, even though I went out of my comfort zone. And I was sad because I went out of my comfort zone and got played. So, like, I guess it's, life is just so random.
But I've also been played by boys in my comfort zone.
No, both. Oh, my God. But that is good. Yeah. I think it's good. I'll go next, I guess. Mine is that there's a part of you that has to accept that loneliness is a part of life in general, and it's not what encompasses you as you are dating. So it took me a long time to be like, I'm lonely, and like, that sucks for me, and it's only because I'm single. But like, people in relationships get lonely. People who've been married for 30 years get lonely. Like,
they do.
It's like a part of. And it took me a long time to realize that. So, yeah, I think it's just, like, normalizing being lonely while you're trying to live your life and date and figure it all out.
That's really good.
What?
Yeah, that is good.
That's really good.
I was about to say, loneliness is inevitable.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, like, as somebody who's been dating somebody for 5 years, like, lonely is a normal human emotion that is felt regularly.
Right. So.
Sorry, I'm eating.
You're great. I think
the best dating advice I've ever received was from, and I guess it's mine as well now to give. I think is when I was like in my senior year of high school or first year of college, but my brother-in-law, Derek, told me that if he wants to be with you, he will.
Yes.
Or it could be whoever's listening, he, she, non-binary, whoever. But in my case, he said for me, he will be there if he wants to be. And that's kind of like a hard pill to swallow sometimes, because like, for me as someone, I feel like I'm always there.
Yeah.
For someone. And so I have to realize to step back and like either A, learn how to accept that from someone else, or B, realize if they're not there, they're really and truly not there.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I think that's my best piece of advice, because like with modern dating and hookup culture and ghosting, it's nearly impossible. Well, in the pandemic, I mean, of course, I have to acknowledge that, but it's really hard to maintain something past a first date, or at least in my experience.
Yeah, it is.
I love that somebody asked this question, because I feel like this is something that we haven't really talked about before.
Like, not I know on the podcast a
lot, but
yeah.
Yeah, and it's definitely hard to like take the advice that's given to you sometimes.
Eternally. Hey,
if you're struggling, it's okay.
Time, and I didn't ever listen to my own advice.
Yeah.
I finally got that thing to pull up, and you guys are going to see the advice that I didn't take from myself in sixth grade.
I can't wait.
If he throws things at you and tells you you're ugly.
Get out. Get out, girl. Exit.
Wonder number.
The next question is, if you could guess your future in 5 years, what would it look like?
I hate it. I hate this.
I feel free.
I know who asked this.
Yeah, you do.
Vinny, if you're listening, you're sending us into an existential crisis.
Shot the time, sis.
I feel like pre-pandemic, it was much easier to, like, not much easier, because, I mean, you still don't know, because it's, like, your life, you know? But pre-pandemic, you're like, okay, I could do this, 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 and this. Like, I struggled with this question the other day when Kelsey asked me what I wanted to do in 26, because I've since had a birthday since the last episode. But I was like, yo, 25 was so hard that I'm just happy to be here, you know?
Yeah. Can we try to make this question easier?
Sure. Yeah, what do you want?
Can we operate under the assumption that magically coronavirus is going to be gone in 5 years?
Okay.
Sure. Can we operate under that assumption that, like, the world will be back to whatever normal we're going to find after this?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. That would help me, I think, in this question.
Can it also be a situation of, like, where you would like to see yourself rather than, like, imagining it with what you're giving? What you're given?
Yeah.
Yes.
Because I might start crying.
And that's
we're just trauma trying.
We're trauma trying. Everybody's out here trauma trying.
Jenny. If you're listening to this.
Jenny, you know we have feelings. Get out.
Listen, if you're going to make us answer this question, you better make us trauma trying t-shirts.
Yes, I'll send you the design.
You know, she did make us mugs. So she feel like. This is okay. I can forgive it for the mugs.
Well, Liz, do you want to go first since you kind of helped out with... No, okay.
In which way do I want to go first? No.
She started shaking her head. Raven went, no, okay.
Does anyone want to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay.
Go, Kelsey, go.
In 5 years, so let's do some math. I'm 28 now. What will I be in 5 years? I can't think. I've had a lot of bourbon. 33.
Okay.
All right, I'll be 33. In 5 years, I would hope to be closer in proximity to my family.
That's a good one.
I hope to be living in a home, like a standalone house.
Love that.
I hope to not be trying to use my word.
I'm sorry.
Raven, you okay?
I hope to be doing something that I genuinely love doing.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
And I hope that, if I keep going, I might.
It's okay to cry.
No, I'm not going to cry. I just might not have a career after this.
Yes, it is not okay to not have a career after this. So.
Yeah, my extended stay might be an extended stay.
Yeah, we ain't about to get fired for this half-shitty podcast that we're putting together.
I am so dead.
But yeah, I would hope to be closer to family, doing something that I genuinely love and that I'm valued in. What else did I say? Oh, I hope to live in like a house.
Yes.
And I want Oliver to have a sibling and maybe to have a lover.
A lover.
I'm here for that, 100%.
I mean, 5 years at 33. Like, that's okay. That's pretty lofty. Like, that's good.
I think those are all very attainable goals.
Pretty vague, but attainable.
Right.
They're fair.
That's the only way that I set goals, is vague but attainable. Safe.
Yeah.
Me.
I'll go if we want to, I guess.
Go.
Yes, your choices are great, and we are manifesting that energy for you because, yes, ma'am. I would like to I want to start my own business in the next 3 to 5 years.
Yes!
It's already, like, in the works in my brain. I just have to actually put it to action. So, yeah, I want to do that. I want to be living in, like, a self-owned, I guess, condo. I don't see myself in a house at all. I don't know. I wish I wanted a house because it's so great. But, like, I don't know. I just don't see myself. So, in my head, I'm like, it's going to be a nice condo or, like, a loft. I don't know. I want to be, I guess, still active as crap. So I still want to be skating all the time. I still want to be polling all the time. And then I would like to be possibly back in the north. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah.
I'll be with you. You want to go to Jersey?
New Jersey.
I would love to be back in the north. I told myself, honestly, when I was a kid, I used to joke about it when I moved when I was, like, 14. And I was like, I think I want to move back up north when I'm, like, 30. And I'd, like, joke around. But, like, I really do think I want to move back up north in the next 5 years or so. And then I would like to be loved again at some point. Some man's going to be worth my time. But God knows if that's by 33.
Pete Davidson.
Just move to Staten Island.
Say what?
I said just move to Staten Island.
I thought it was going to be Pete Davidson.
Well, that's where your the love of your life is.
Something's got to give here, you know?
Oh, is there Hannah? What about you guys?
Hannah, you want me to go? I'll go.
Okay, you can go.
I just feel like mine's boring.
We're asking for very basic things. We want a nice, safe place to live, a good job, and to be loved.
Very basic here for sure. I don't know. I'm praying to God that in 5 years I'm at least engaged. Like, I don't freaking know, you guys.
Oh, if you're not, he's dead. Like, that's
it's been 5 years at this point. So anyway, I'm hoping that in 5 years that will be happening. Again.
If not, he's dead.
Let's not threaten murder on the podcast, ladies.
Okay. Metaphorically, we'll turn dead into the
conspiracy
world
theory.
Oh, okay, great. Yes, conspiracy theories.
Go out the future. Get it together.
That's a good John Bellion song. Anyway, I have no idea. See, this is what's tricky, is that, like, I have now chosen to pretty much tie my life to another human. So I didn't really care too much about, like, where I lived to begin with. You know what I mean? I do hope that I'm closer to my family and that we're closer to both of our families. Maybe somewhere in Tennessee, fingers crossed. That would be nice. I would not be mad about being back in Birmingham. I would love that, but opportunity, you know. The big thing, I think, is I just want to find some way to consistently get out my creative energy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And I also feel like the career that I have right now is not what I want to do my whole life. Mm-hmm. Like, it is great, and I'm having a great time, and I don't want to change anything about it right now, and I really am having a great time at this moment in time. But I would like in 5 years to have more clarity on that, at least, even if I'm not making moves. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that's mine.
Good job.
That's good.
Vague.
That's not boring
at all.
Those are really good ones. So are ours, or theirs. Mine's about to be as well. Mine would be to also, like Kelsey and Raven said, hopefully have, like, be with somebody, not because, like, that's a necessity, but I'll be
right
31, and I just feel like I would want to, like, hang out with somebody for a long time, you know? I want to have a golden retriever.
Crisis.
Max will still be alive because he has to live forever.
Yep.
And then as long as, like, my pop-up is still here, I'll probably stay in the South. Like, I have no plans of moving anywhere outside of, like, Alabama, South Carolina. Between. Right.
Yeah.
Forever, because he, too, has to live forever. I've already told him. So, if anything, I would probably live either here or closer to South Carolina. Like, his next-door neighbor, maybe.
I love that for you.
And then I hope that... I'd like to have Hannah Mae Letter Co. products, like, in a store somewhere.
Yes!
I think that would be fun. Like, do some kind of wholesale moment.
I think that can happen before 5 years. Like, maybe 5 months.
What store?
Well, the bus.
Oh, the bus.
Yeah. Around Birmingham, too. Like, there's so many small independent stores.
Yeah, and I know some of the owners and stuff. I just need to reach out to them. And I also need to figure out how wholesale works, because I don't really know. But I'm thinking, like, start small, and then I want to be in Target at some point in time.
Yeah, Target.
Not in 5 years, but at some point in my life, would like to be in Target.
I love that.
I think you would fit well in Target. I mean, you already go well in Target, but...
I do.
Your products would do well in Target.
But yeah, I want to... And then as far as the house, I think I would still be in an apartment if I'm not married, right. You know? Because, like, I want a house, and I feel like I would want a house by myself, but also I'm, like, financially, I'll probably stay in an apartment until I'm married.
I'm not saying that, like, I want to buy a house.
Oh, no, yeah, sure. See, but also, like, by myself, too, I'm like, I don't know.
I have to have whatever space I'm going to have to, like, myself first. Because when I do find the man I'm supposed to spend the rest of my life with, he will not have any kind of say to how the house is going to look. So if I have
true.
My house, he moves in, I'm going to just be like, this is it. It's mine.
True.
That's so funny and so true.
And if he's the right one, there would be no argument.
Yep.
That's true.
I think that it's really scary for me to think about, like, what's going to happen in our 30s. Because for me, when I was younger, I always thought, like... Anybody listening to this, please don't take offense. It was my young, stupid brain. I always thought that, like, 30 was so old.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
And, like, it feels like you're really supposed to have your life together and, like, have a couple kids by that point. But that is so not the truth. Like, we've all been lied to.
No.
You know what I mean?
I specifically remember. Sorry, what?
No, go ahead.
I was like, I specifically remember there was one night me and my mom were walking around and my mom was talking about how she was going to be 34.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, that's so old, because I was, like, 9.
Baby.
Well, see, and that's so weird, because, like, Mom had me when she was 38, so I didn't even really know my mom in her 30s. Maybe. But for some reason, I still thought it was so old. Like, I don't know.
I think we all did, though. And, I mean, I thought, like, 22 was old. Like, I was like,
girl. Yes.
I don't know. I feel like because I have... 3 older sisters and I grew up with 2 of them. Yeah. It didn't seem old to me. It just seemed like another stage, I guess. I don't know. Yeah. It's weird to explain because, like, I watched my sisters go through their 20s and their 30s now. Because, I mean, age gap is 15 and 9 years. And so it's just, it's not like, to me, I'm like, oh, old. It's just like, okay, that's another chapter or another season of life because, I don't know, I feel a little more, to me, I mean, you guys might be like, girl, you're crazy. But, like, I feel like, to me, it's more, like, realistic in my brain.
Yeah, well, no, that makes sense because you had older sisters.
Yeah.
I was the oldest one, so, like, I'm sure for Mac, like, seeing me at 26, like, that's not weird to him. Because so, when he turns 26, he'll be like, oh, yeah, my sister went through this. Like, this is fine.
Right.
Yes.
But I think that makes sense.
It do.
I am excited for my 30s, though. I've heard that they're great.
30, flirty, and thriving.
ABC 33, flirty.
I'm so dead. I'm two. Kelsey, me and you both are 2 years from 30. Raven, are you? You're not.
I'm about to be in January, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, January you'll join us. Mm-hmm. It's wild. But, I mean, I also feel like as we get older, we realize, like, how much can happen in a year or two.
Girl.
You know.
Yeah, because freaking 2020's felt like 12 years.
Hello.
So much happens this year, too.
84 years.
Yeah, I feel like I'm in a major flashback to April right now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, that was a fun
question. Yeah, great. None of us cried. Good job, team.
Go team. Jenny, your plan to make us emotional was thwarted.
Now you all want house, love, good careers, and a dog.
Doesn't everybody want that?
Well, I want another cat.
I just want
more pets.
I don't even care.
I hope your cats are getting along in 5 years.
I got. I did get a really good photo. Do you guys want to hear what happened today? Great. Yes. So we were hanging out on the couch, and there's a brand new barbecue place here that opened. And so obviously, I was like, barbecue, yes. So I went to retrieve it, came back home, was eating it on the couch with Noah, and then the cats both came up because they were curious. And Reese got super close to the food and was sniffing it, and Kira was sniffing Reese's tail, and nobody was losing their mind.
Wow. Now,
very quickly, Reese did lose her mind. She, like, hissed at her, and I have a really awesome photo of Kira hissing back at Reese that I might share with the internet at some point, but...
Yeah, you have the internet with your friends.
Yeah, I'm hoping in 5 years they'll have it together. I will definitely share it with you guys.
We make a reunion episode. You're like, the cats finally get along.
What do you mean reunion? You think we're stopping this thing for 5 years? Like, we're going to listen to ourselves talk forever, you guys.
Forever.
Okay, the next question is, how do you maintain a work-life balance as a workaholic?
I'll go first. I'm not a workaholic, and by the time 5:30 hits, I'm shut down. I don't look at my phone. On the weekends, I don't look at my phone. I don't care if it's after hours. I do not do anything. Between my office times, sure, but but I'm not a workaholic. Like, I do have strict office hours, and that's all I have to say on that.
I was going to say the same exact thing, Kelsey. I like the field that I work in, I think, is very prone to people taking work home with them and not being able to leave stuff there. And so I feel like even in college, when I was training to do this thing, that I had decided in college I was never going to be that person who made their career their whole life. So I'm with you. And I also, like, I used to work in a different area of this field that did demand a lot of outside of work hours time. And I feel like I worked with somebody who drew really great boundaries, and I kind of learned from her how to draw those boundaries of, okay, I'll be happy to come in during these hours, but you're going to have to give me that comp time back on, you know, whenever, like, I'm going to have to take time off for that time, or you're going to pay me overtime or whatever. So I think that I got really lucky to work with somebody who helped me learn how to draw boundaries too.
Yeah. And even if there's, like, a time limit on something, depending on when you receive it, especially, like, in my field of work, you look at the due date, you look at when it was received, and then you just give it as much time as you can, and then you shut down because there's no reason to stay later.
Yes.
I mean, granted, I'm a receptionist. So, like, there's not a lot for me to bring home unless I'm working remote.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anna?
I struggle with this a lot, especially, like, owning my own business.
Right.
I find it hard to, like, have those clear boundaries of stuff because for as much as I agree to do, like, I mean, it's completely my choice. Like, I go to work and then I decided to have a business. I'm also very lazy. So,
Anna,
it is so hard for me sometimes to, like, come home from work and, like, actually force myself to do something. So, I kind of have the opposite problem. But I have made it easier on myself to have, like, scheduled days where I work on stuff. So, like, I'll go to work from 9 to 5, and then on, like, Tuesdays and Thursdays are my, like, business days. So, those days I, like, focus on getting other things done. And then on, like, every other day of the week. And then also Sundays, too. I think I might have said that, but maybe not. So, Tuesdays, Thursdays, Sundays, I try to work on the Hannah Mae Letterco stuff. And then every other day, I try to make that boundary so I don't become a workaholic, you know? So I'm not constantly working and then not enjoying, like, my life. So I try to, like, not look at my phone for, like, business stuff. I mean, obviously, I'm on the internet and stuff. But I try not to, like, look at emails. I try not to answer, like, work text messages, those sorts of things. So I don't know if that answered the question. But that's what I struggle with.
I think you did.
Yeah. I personally, I think I'm like a medium workaholic in the sense of I won't take things home for sure, but I will stay at the office late sometimes, like a little too late. But it's not in terms of like, I don't know how to explain it. I try my hardest to be as like rigid with like, hey, I don't need to be working all day, every day. And part of that is I have 50 million hobbies.
That's true. That's very true.
I have things that I want to do, I want to be good at, and I want to, you know, practice and just go have fun. So I purposely will be like, you know what? I told myself I was going to go skate today. So, like, I need to stop working and go skate. Because otherwise, if I'm just working 24/7, I'm making myself sad. And there's no point in that. Like, right. The job is going to get done. Whatever you need to do is going to happen. You don't have to constantly stress all day, every day. Like, I'm not doing that for a paycheck. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So
it's not worth it. I also feel like I was at, like, a weird advantage in that question, in that, like, most of the things that I have to get done at work literally have to be done at work. There's no way I can do them at home, you know? So I think that takes care of a big portion of my problem, is just the industry that I work in.
Same. Mm-hmm. I didn't mean to sound so aggressive in my answer.
No, it makes sense. I mean, like, I have days sometimes where I will, and it sounds bad, and I hopefully won't get told this, but sometimes I won't look at emails, or I will look at them, like you said, but I won't answer them back until the morning because it's like 8 p.m. And as an event planner, people just kind of expect you to be at their every beck and call when they need
right.
Yeah.
Well, and that's tough for you because you know, a lot of your events are after hours or not during work hours or whatever.
I'll just answer in the morning. I'll literally wake up at 7 and I'll answer it. But like sometimes you just got to not do what
you have to have those. You have to have those boundaries for sure. Like, there's times where I won't respond to, like, Hannah Mae Letterco DMs if it's after 8, because I don't want people to continue to think that I'm available to them all the time.
Yes.
Because I have to, like, have time for myself, too.
Yeah. Well, like, my email, like, I have a office hours thing set on my email so that I don't even, like, if I get any emails, it won't pop up. Not my office hours time or whatever. So...
You know. Also, I know a great podcast for this question. If you want to listen, it's called Work Life Balance. It's on Spotify. It's ran by Michael Ray and Michael Panic. It's great. I was a guest on it one time.
Shout out.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, they still do it. I think they do it like once a month now just because like COVID stuff. But they focus more on obviously work-life balance, but like knowing when you're in a toxic environment, because sometimes like you can be a workaholic and your boss does not make it any better for you, you know?
Yep.
Like your boss is what pushes you to do that and make you feel like you have to constantly be available to people when in reality you don't, because
wow, that's
you should have a life.
Crazy.
A little bit of
a concept.
Oliver has a lot to say about this.
Yeah, the little workaholic himself.
Making biscuits.
He's
constantly slaving away in the bakery.
Aww.
Oh my god, Ollie, are you okay?
You see it? Him, he's fine.
The next and last question, if no one has anything to add to work-life balance, is what is your go-to coffee order? I figured we ended on like a pretty easy note.
Black.
Excited about this one. Oh yeah, wait, no, Kelsey, go first because yours is short.
Black coffee, hot or cold, I don't care.
No frills, nothing fancy.
I mean, unless I feel fancy. Right. And I'm in Jacksonville, Florida. I get the lavender cold brew at this place called Brew in 5 Points because Jacksonville, Florida has their own cute little 5 Points area.
Yeah.
And that place is delicious. But that's the only time I ever feel fancy. So, like, what, once a year?
It is so nice. Big fan. I like this question because mine has changed recently.
Ooh. Oh.
I have learned to drink coffee in any iteration you give it to me. Like, I'll drink it black. Like, as long as it's not drowning in sugar, I'm cool with it. But I recently discovered the glory that is the Americano. And the reason that I discovered it is because this is the way that Trattoria Zaza has always made their iced coffees. And I like theirs a lot, but they use an espresso machine and just, like, do a shot of espresso and water instead of, like, coffee, you know? And so I've started getting, like, an Americano with some sort of fun seasonal flavor in it. Like, I did an Americano with cinnamon and vanilla the other day, and it was delicious.
Is that how you say that?
Well, okay, so you say it technically Trattoria.
Trattoria.
I believe I have a hard time calling it that because we called it Trattoria for so long. By the owner that they don't actually care what you call it.
Now it's Zaza, so.
Yeah.
Zaza is the easy way to reference it now.
Hannah?
Raven is a drink coffee.
No, this is good. Because she gets to talk about her drink order.
Okay, great. It just hit me. Because I was like, why didn't Raven go? Anyways, I get normally a caramel macchiato or some kind of caramel something. But during the holidays, I will get a peppermint mocha because it just reminds me of Christmas and it's fun.
That's good.
I get the best kind of coffee, which is tea. I don't like coffee. I'm kidding. If it's going to be coffee, it's going to be like super, super sweet. Like one of those like chocolate chip mocha frappuccino whipped cream in half the cup type thing.
You want it to be a milkshake.
Yes.
Understandable.
But I also feel like you're the tea connoisseur. Like I feel like every friend group has to have one friend that's really into tea. Yeah. And so you're like the reference point for the rest of us.
Well,
cool. Do you guys want to hear the last question? I just pulled it back up that I finally got it to work.
Sure.
Okay. What was happening was Skype had Hannah's face on top of the picture, and so I couldn't read some of the things. And it took me literally 30 minutes to figure out that I can just click Hannah's face and drag it to anywhere else on my screen. Like, I feel like a grandma using Skype for the first time, so it's fine. But this was the first one on the page, and this is the longest one, so stick with me here. It says, Dear Lizzie, this girl, my ex-friend, is telling this guy that I like him, and he's just a friend. Then she tells him that I want to date him. We've been friends for 4 years, and now he isn't talking to me. He thinks I'm a, stalker or something? Then, if that isn't enough, she tells another one of my friends stuff about me that just isn't true. And now my best friend and this guy are acting weird around me. Help! With a lot of exclamation points. And this was signed, Hurt. I also just want to take a minute to ask, was anybody else this dramatic in 6th grade? Or 7th grade?
Kind of. Do you not remember what phase in life I was in?
I do, Kelsey, but you should share with the class.
Should I? Okay. I don't think anybody who went to school with me listens. So I was extremely like goth emo depressed emotional.
That's
yeah, I was your typical like MySpace emo. And like the 3 cheers for Sweet Revenge, My Chemical Romance album spoke to me. Like, no other words have ever spoken to me. I don't know. I was just very emotional, and I thought I was so deep. Like, I wrote poetry.
Didn't we all write poetry? Like, you're...
Yeah.
Well, but Kelsey was bringing those horizons during her poetry.
Oh, my God.
I love speech.
Better. Do you guys want to respond?
You want to respond to it? Oh, yeah. I want to know what you responded.
This is my sassiness in my Ask Lizzie column, so just prepare yourself. I said, "Dear Hurt, I think that calling her your ex-friend is a pretty good idea from your story's point of view."
Wow. Starting drama.
I know. I didn't used to be a 9. That's recent, I guess. And so then I said, anyone who wasn't one of your best buds before and then spreads rumors about you and also tells one of your guy friends a lie does not sound like a buddy I would want. I don't know what's with my use of the word bud and buddy, but it's fine. And then I said, double check before you do anything drastic, though. It may have been a huge misunderstanding. Good luck, Lizzie.
This is going to sound mean, Elizabeth, but, like, how did no one beat you up in middle school?
Listen, I don't know. Like, if you went to middle school with me or high school with me and you happen to be listening to this podcast right now, I need you to message us and tell me literally what did you think of me in middle school? Because I swear, I ask myself that question daily.
That's my nightmare.
Like, somebody even made fun of me to my face. Like, I should have been bullied endlessly. And yet, for some reason, I was not. I don't know.
You were pretty. You are pretty.
You are pretty.
That is a lie. I'll be posting a picture of sixth grade Elizabeth, and you will see that is a lie.
I hope Brian Yop listens to this podcast and he messages us.
Does Brian?
And he defends you.
I love him so much. He's not trying to say. Shout out to my high school boyfriend who is now living in Texas as a gay travel nurse. I think he's okay with me saying that out loud. So here we are.
Love that.
Well, I will. If you post a picture, Liz, I'll also post a picture because I won't let you suffer in silence.
Okay. So we're going to post pictures of ourselves as sixth graders, right?
Seventh. Yeah. Oh no.
You can commit to doing it. You guys can decide if you want to join us or not.
I'll do it.
I might do like ninth grade. That's bad enough.
True.
I was a whole brand new girl.
I will have to consult my therapist before I send it in.
I just could not love you guys more. Wow.
Yeah, I can't believe Raven said, I mean this in the nicest way, but how did you not get beat up?
That's the quote, right? Like, that's the quote of the episode.
Yes.
It's not because she was, like, giving bad advice or anything, but if I were to have, like, read it and, like, known the situation, because let's not pretend, like, the girl who wrote it didn't, like, make it pretty obvious about her situation. So her friend probably knew, and I would have been, and we all knew it was you that was saying it. I would have been like, so you're the one that wrote to me, not to Taylor.
This is the other thing, is I'm pretty sure that at some point people just started making up stuff and putting it. And okay, this is a testament. None of us are members of the LGBTQ+ community, whatever, but this is a testament to how tough it must have been.
Allies.
Allies, of course.
Yeah.
But I think this is a testament of what it's like to grow up in a Southern middle school as somebody who's queer. We had somebody one time that turned in a piece of paper, like a question, and it said, "Dear Lizzie, help, I think I might be gay. What should I do?" And our sponsor was straight up like, we have to figure out who wrote this and we have to get them to the counselor's office. And it was this big deal of like trying to figure out who wrote it and trying to out this person. And I literally like handed it to her. And I was like, I don't want to deal with that. Like if you're saying you're going to go find somebody, you go find somebody. Like, I don't want to be a part of that. Like,
yeah. Cause you're in sixth grade.
Right? Even then I knew that there was something that didn't feel right about it. I was like, if you want to find that person and out them, that's cool, but I'm not going to go do that. And I mean, like it ended up, they ended up figuring out who wrote it, and the person wrote it as a joke. You know, and so I'm sure that some of these things that were written, like, people weren't serious. Like, they were just trying to be entertaining, you know.
I wonder if you're a joke. I bet you could find them on the socials now.
I'm telling you.
Probably isn't a joke. Oh, Alabama slash logo slash.
I always wondered why I went to school with, like, zero gay people, and now I know.
Yeah.
Because
yeah. I did
zero gay people. I went to school with a lot of gay people. They were just terrified to come out, and for good reason, really, at our school.
Because living in small-town Alabama, or in my case, small-town Georgia.
Yeah.
Like,
it's so wild, though, because it's so different, because literally, like, some of our most popular people in school were gay. Like,
yeah.
The coolest kids were gay, and I was like, I want to hang out with you guys. Like,
literally.
Well, that's amazing. Now, this has nothing to do with any of that we just talked about, but we have our Birmingham. We're actually doing Birmingham on tour. So it's not in Birmingham, but it's a place we love.
Because I think about what happened recently to feed into this, right?
Yeah. So, Raven, do you want to talk about what you...
Since it was your...
What?
Your secret plan 2 weeks ago.
I was like, what did I do? I decided randomly that I was for Halloween, because Kelsey loved Halloween 1, and she had made a list of, like, activities we were going to do for the entire month of October. So some of the activities we did were, like, play a drinking game and watching a movie and, like, all this fun stuff. And I wanted to add into the fun and just do something nice for my friends. So I hired the lovely Cindy Williams to, and I said Sydney, not Cindy.
That's what it sounded like. It sounded like Cindy. I was like, who's Cindy?
I hired Sydney Williams to take some spooky photos for us in Jacksonville. So I surprised everyone with, you know, a photo shoot, and then I surprised Hannah and Kelsey with Elizabeth.
It was great, because Kelsey and Hannah thought that they just thought it was a photo shoot, and they were like, okay, cool, so we're gonna tell Raven that we're surprised, or like, whatever.
Yeah, I literally looked at, me and Kelsey were in the car looking at our phones, and I said, are we gonna let Raven think she's slick? Because we knew it was a photo shoot, like, we had gathered and used context clues. And as I said that, we look up, and lo and behold, there's Elizabeth, and me and Kelsey jump out of the car, and we're like, what the hell are you doing? She had driven all the way down.
I was crazy and came home for a weekend because Raven told me what was happening, and I was like, I will be so sad if I miss this. And so I was like, we're just going to do it anyway.
Yeah, that was so fun.
Was to literally just, like, FaceTime her. Like, I told her to, like, get cute and, like, get on the phone, and we would, like, hold her up for a couple of pictures and be like, we love you, we miss you. But she said she was going to come, and I pretended like I was like, well, I'm not going to peer pressure you into crying. But then I was like, uh-huh.
You knew that's all it would take.
But Cindy took some bomb-ass photos.
So, yeah, that's our first tour. She's not even, like, a complete hang, but Sid Will Photography on Lay Instagram and Facebook. Check it out. She's dope.
We have a hang place after that, though. This was segueing into our love for Heirloom Taco as well.
Heirloom Taco.
It's in Jacksonville, Alabama. It's owned by our friends Aurelia and Shane, and they're just wonderful people, and the food is literally to die for. Like, there are not many things that I would not do for. I don't know if I said that correctly. You know what I'm saying?
It hurts even worse now that I'm, like, further away. Like, I just want Heirloom Taco. And then I, like, stalk Aurelia, because sometimes she'll post, like, the recipes for, like, the tres leches cakes and things.
Yeah.
Like, she posted one for the pumpkin spice one, and I was like, okay, I'm going to make it and just pretend like I'm there. It's fine.
I mean, to be fair, there's not many things I wouldn't do for a lot of stuff, but I would 100% push the envelope for Heirloom Taco.
Yes, I'm with you. So, Birmingham's on tour to Jacksonville, Alabama. Sidwell Photography. Mm-hmm. Photos. What does she call it? Sidwell Photos or Sidwell?
Sidwell Photography. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And we'll link it. And then Heirloom Taco, we will link that as well. It's like not, I mean, it's like an hour and a half from Birmingham, Jacksonville is, and it's really pretty, so it's a nice drive. And if you're ever trying to get out of Beeham for a little while and go somewhere else a little quieter, Heirloom Taco rocks.
And the aesthetics of that restaurant are just spectacular.
It's in the old fire station in Jacksonville. And so it's really neat. Like, they have a garage door they open sometimes on pretty days, and they have a porch, and it's like right on the square. Okay. Nothing but good things and love for Heirloom Taco.
Also, that's where we all went to college.
Oh, this yeah.
Anyone missed any episode? We all went to college at Jacksonville.
It's also kind of like a wild experience to go back to your college town and like accept all the memories that you had made there before, but then also have like completely new restaurants and places to go and like make new memories.
Or be right next door to a restaurant that you went to literally every week for the first 2 years of college. Wake and Bake, RIP.
I'm going to sign you for Wake and Bake.
Yeah. Like, there was so much of my emotional state in college that was created at Wake and Bake for good reasons and bad reasons all together. Like, God bless. I
would piggyback off of that and just say yes.
Retweet.
I never got to experience Wake and Bake, but I've heard great things.
Oh God, it was so wonderful.
But well, yeah, all right.
It's just like two doors down, and so it's kind of a surreal experience to have your place in your brain, and then also have these awesome new places to add on to that.
With equally as like wonderful food, because you know. The newcomer comes around, and you're like, Heirloom Taco is out of this world.
It's so good.
Incredible. I've never had a bad thing from it. So,
it's worth the drive.
For sure. There's been many a time where we've driven to Jacksonville specifically for Heirloom Taco.
Just to get tacos.
I'm not above it. Driving.
And then we turn right back around and come back.
Yeah, you call it the good old heirloom turnaround.
Yeah. Tacos and a U-turn. Okay, bye.
Okay, well, this is fun. Does anyone have anything to add before we skedaddle?
I do.
Yeah, go Raven.
A little vampire. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Oh my God. I love your ooh, ooh, ooh so much.
No one opens the door for Walker.
Okay. I feel like it would be awesome if people continued to send us questions. So maybe we'll post questions again to do another questions episode. Because honestly, I have fun with this one.
That'd be fun.
For sure.
Maybe like once a month once we get this episode rolling.
Yeah. So just keep your eyes peeled for another question box. Or if you just want to DM us at any time at all on Instagram and give us a question. We'll save it for the next questions episode that we do. That was just me talking. I hope that's okay with you guys.
Yeah, no, for sure. This is fun.
I just had a good time.
Any updates since our last episode?
What?
Any updates since our last episode?
I'm 26 now.
Hannah has gained a year in age.
Also, we have a female vice president.
We sure do.
Kamala. I love her. Did I talk about the hole in the wall the last episode?
Yeah.
Yeah?
The hole in the wall. I was gone this weekend, and my wonderful boyfriend and his friend Tyler made the hole in the wall into, like, an actual absence of wall. So now we have the whole wall cut out. Progress is being made, and we're working on finding a countertop from IKEA to put on it. Yay. So that's my update.
Amazing.
Raven, any update?
No, not really. I bought a tiny pumpkin and put it on my porch, and a cat ate it, part of it, but not all of it. And then I woke up, and it was the one that bit Elizabeth.
Ah, that cat.
And the only update is that he's back because I haven't seen him for like a month and a half. So.
The squirrels are after my pumpkin, and so I had to move it to like my backyard area because it was creating bugs, but I didn't want to take away a food source.
Yes.
Oh, you're so nice. I love that. Kind
of. My update is that I'm doing my first like real I don't know what to call it yet, but for right now, I'm going to call it a wardrobe revamp for somebody.
Oh, the trash.
Cool. For who? Well, you don't say for who. Sorry.
Oh, no. It's for Nina's friend, now my friend, I guess, Trevor.
Yeah.
Trevor. Fun.
Yeah. I had already exposed him. Raven was like, yeah, I'm saying. I was like, oh.
That's so exciting.
Yay.
Yeah. So that's my only, like, fun update.
I think that's a fun update for sure.
It is.
Are you documenting it on your look, or are you just gonna wait?
Yeah, I haven't done anything yet, but yes, I will be documenting. And I feel like since Trevor is king of Instagram marketing and stuff, I feel like at least he'll hold me accountable.
So if you don't follow Your Look Be Ham yet, go do that now so you can keep up with what's happening.
That's
all I got.
Well, right. This was a fun episode.
Bravo, friends. Thank you for sending in questions, audience, except Jenny. I'm kidding. Jenny, thank you for your question. Please send in any other questions, just less emotional, please.
All right. Goodbye. Bye. Love you. Love you.
Bye. Love you.
Bye.
Bye.